Here we will explore the true facts about Ted Parrish, CFA. Some say Ted Parrish earned his moniker, Hollywood, because of his numerous appearances on CNBC, Fox Business, and Bloomberg Television. In truth, Ted Parrish is an acclaimed actor who has starred in some of Hollywood's biggest movies. Snakes on a Plane, Hot Tub Time Machine, and... Seriously, we're talking about the same Ted Parrish CFA. I'm pretty sure CFA means Chartered Financial Analyst and not crummy film actor. Nonetheless, that is how Ted Parrish do.
We're back. This is the last segment of Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. And just like Samuel Jackson said the other day when they confused him with Lawrence Fishburne, I'm not that guy, Kelly Lynn.
We got a question from Jessica from Jasper. My spouse passed away last year. When I file my taxes, what filing status should I claim? I'm sorry, Jessica, to hear the news.
Yeah, that's not good news. But as the surviving spouse, you have several filing choices that may be appropriate. Actually, the first one is married filing jointly. You can choose to do that for the year your spouse died. You'll have to file in cooperation with the executor or the administrator of the spouse's estate. But if you remarry before the year end, you can't file a joint return with your deceased spouse for that particular year. You could also file filing separately. You should give taxes according to you. What you should do really is just fill them out, figure out your taxes according to filing joint and filing separate, and take the status that would actually give you the lower amount. You could also file as a qualifying widower if you support a dependent child for whom you claim a tax exemption, and again you have not remarried, then you could file that qualifying widower in actually the year of his passing and the following year. And then the other choice that you'd have is a head of household. So to qualify for that, you must provide support for a relative and meet several conditions as well. So if you fall into those any one of those categories, you can actually make the determination. Remember, if you're going to file as if married, figure out whether you're jointly or separately the best outcome for you. And then also you need to remember that for your spouse, you'd need to write deceased across the top of the return. And then in signing, you'd have to sign filing as surviving spouse. And if you're filing jointly, make sure that you sign the return. And then, like I say, in the space for your spouse's signature, that filing as surviving spouse should take care of you. And if you have questions, obviously, you can give us a call. It's a toll-free number, 1-855-429-9166, and ask for somebody in the tax department. They can take care of you on that.
Guys, you think the market's going to be up next week or down?
I think up.
Up. Okay. I'll say flat. This is Money Talks. Happy hunting.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.